Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today we're going to be talking about managing the voice in your head. I'm going to jump right in to this daily letter of affirmation that you can find on lifeaccordingtoher.com right now, and it's available for free download. Let's get started. I was created for greatness, developed to be fearless, and destined to succeed in everything that I aim to achieve in life. I am grateful for a life filled with healthy relationships, financial freedom, and enjoyable days with fun people. I'm making an impact on the world in my own way. I will use any obstacles in my way as motivation because of my strength. I am intelligent and resourceful, so I will always triumph. I have no choice but to succeed. I am making changes in my personal life that impact my professional life and align with my growth, helping me to live and work in a way that feels fulfilling and empowering to me. My confidence in my ability to conquer outweighs all apprehension or hesitation as to what will be. I step from behind my fears daily to enable myself to take action toward my dreams. I'm secure with the talents that are unique to me, so I only engage in activities that will build others up. I vow to be unapologetic about my desire to achieve my goals. I am always learning and growing because it is never too late to make changes in life. I explore and follow my instincts, doing what is true to me and not what I think others expect of me. I will take action, big or small, each day to place myself in a position to be one step closer to my destination of greatness. So this is a daily letter of affirmation that I wanted to read to you guys. I shared it on social media. Like I said, it's now available for download on the lifeaccordingtoher.com website, but I felt it very important to start with this and to read it to you guys so that you can listen to it daily and not have to listen to all 7 minutes if you don't necessarily want to. I came up with this daily letter of affirmation because you read and you hear so much about affirmations and how powerful they are in your life. And I wanted to create something that could be useful for everyone to affirm to themselves on a daily basis. So for this daily letter of affirmation, you can read it to yourself. I suggest twice a day, but if nothing else, in the morning when you're spending quiet time alone, or you can listen to it. You don't have to necessarily read it to yourself. You can listen to it in the form that I just presented for you guys. So I work this into my life and affirmations into my life in a different way, and I wanted to offer that way to you guys as well. I was reading about how to create your affirmations in the book, The Success Principles, which is our March Book Chat Book of the Month. And the author, Jack Canfield, suggested creating affirmations that are for you and how to use them. And a good way to use them would be recording them and then listening to them. So what I did was I wrote about a page of affirmations for myself personally that I wanted to use daily to affirm. And I took my notes section in my phone, or actually the recorded notes, the voice notes section in my phone, and I just read all of those affirmations out. So each morning now, when I'm spending quiet time alone, I listen to those affirmations. You know why it's important to me to listen to those affirmations, especially in the morning? Because you're priming yourself for your day. You're getting your day started. And if you hear your own voice telling you positive things every day, each morning, it makes it so much easier to go through the challenges that you might encounter in the day. It makes it so much easier for your mind to be ready to receive the good and think the good versus thinking the bad, versus having the negative thoughts, having the defeated thoughts. So that's why I think it's a very powerful thing to have these affirmations at your fingertips, in your phone, in the voice note section, where you can listen to yourself, tell yourself the things that you want to achieve, how great you are, what you're optimistic about, what you're looking forward to, how wonderful your life is. And even if you want to add in notes of gratitude as well, you can do that. It doesn't have to be, I am this, I am that. It can be, I am grateful for XYZ. I'm grateful for health, good health. I'm grateful for a loving and supportive family. I'm grateful for financial stability. I'm grateful for wonderful ideas and my creativity. I'm grateful for whatever it is you're grateful for on a regular basis, because when you add that gratefulness into your life as well, it can also work wonders, and it can help you to block out the negative, block out the fear, block out the apprehension, block out the things that sometimes tend to pull us back when we are trying to do nothing but propel ourselves forward. So I feel like this is managing or helping you to manage the voice in your head. And that's why I wanted to share this with you today in this manner, because sometimes it is so easy to listen to the negative, whether it's the negative from yourself or the negative from other people. It becomes really, really easy to listen to the negative. And now we just want to make it really, really easy to listen to the positive, to affirm the positive, to live in the positive, to uplift ourselves in the positive. That is the goal. It won't necessarily, I'm not making any promises and saying that this will change your life immediately, but you know what you're doing? You're getting your mindset ready. You're getting yourself ready. You're starting to work and operate and live in expectation of the greatness that is you. And that's all you need to do, at least to start, is to own your greatness, to recognize your greatness, to live in your greatness, to be able to articulate your greatness to others. And what will happen is, as you continue to read this daily letter of affirmation and then add your own affirmations, you'll find yourself being at a place where you just won't receive the negative. You won't receive yourself talking about the negative or thinking the negative, and you definitely won't receive it from other people trying to put that on you, or even just listening to their negative. You won't receive it. So I hope that you enjoy this daily letter of affirmation, and I hope that it serves you well. And I really, really, really hope that you have an awesome week this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and thank you so much for listening to 7 Minute Sunday. And feel free to share it with a friend that you think might be able to benefit from a good 7 minutes of inspiration and feel good vibes. Say it until you believe it. Know it and feel it. That's what I say about these affirmations. Say it until you believe it, know it and feel it. Thank you for spending time with me again. Have a good one.